Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Homeschool with Moxie podcast. I'm your host, Abby Banks, and this is episode number 45. As a former classroom teacher, now homeschooling mom of five, I love to equip and encourage other homeschool families. So stick around to learn how to homeschool with Moxie. It's about embracing your journey and finding your groove. Show notes for today's episode can be found at 41more.com/45. This episode is brought to you by my online courses for teenagers. You might be thinking, hey, it's the new year. I need some out-of-the-box creative ideas for my high school homeschoolers. And I might have a great solution for you. If you have some entrepreneurial kids in your house, maybe you have some creatives who do some crafting or handmade projects. Maybe you have some kids who really love to talk and share ideas, and they would love to start a podcast. Well, I've got three options for you that you can find at 41more.teachable.com. I've got the Selling on Etsy Masterclass for Teens, which I promise will get your teens set up with an Etsy store and start selling products. If you want to start a little less risky and maybe make money quicker, your kids might want to jump in the eBay reseller mini course for teens, which will teach them how to declutter their closet and then sell the stuff for profit. Or I have the podcast launch for teens, which will get a podcast up and running with minimal effort and minimal cost. All of these are available at 41more.teachable.com, but I have a coupon code for you, my podcast listeners. You can save 20% on any of my courses if you use the coupon code MOXIE, that's spelled M-O-X-I-E, and use that code for 20% off at 41more.teachable.com. Welcome to episode 45, What a Japanese Auto Manufacturer Can Teach Your Homeschool. I know this seems kind of random for some of you, but I'll give you a bit of a backstory. Let's see, how many years ago was it? Way back, a few years after my husband and I were married, and we already passed our 20th anniversary, so it was quite a while ago, we moved from where we were growing to college. We graduated from university. We moved back to Canada, which where my husband is from. And we decided to move back and help my in-laws with church planting. But of course, if you know anything about ministry and church planting, the church planters have to have an income. And if the church isn't able to support you, you have to work. So my husband looked for a while for a job, and it was kind of surprising how long it took a college graduate to find work. But when he did find work, it was an amazing way that God supplied our needs. And he got a job at Toyota Motor Manufacturing Canada, where he worked for, I think, about 6 years, and was just about to get into management and upper level positions when we moved out of the area and into full-time ministry. But the funny thing is, in those years at an auto manufacturing plant, my husband learned some really, really key ideas that transfer to some, basically all areas of life. And recently, we were back in Ontario, and they do a tour of the plant that you can reserve a spot on, and they take you on these golf carts, and you listen to the person tell you about the plant, and you drive through the entire auto plant, seeing them work, and they explain the systems, and it's just amazing how excellent everything is done and how it all works in an auto plant that is just like superior to, I would say, a lot of places. Their systems and their ideas are what sets them apart. And so I want to explain what my husband learned through the years at TMMC and kind of how it applies to, of all places, homeschool. Are you ready? Let's jump in. So the first thing that he noticed when he went to work at Toyota was the excellence with which they did their work. And the reason why this could be done so well are the systems they had in place. I did a whole podcast on systems, which was the last podcast, which you can find at 411more.com/44. So I won't go into all the things about systems here again. Listen to that podcast. But systems basically take things that would normally cause you to struggle through the task and have to think through each step. They take it and they make it automatic. It makes it so that there's just a flow, a natural flow to a task that doesn't take extra brain power, and it allows you to get things done. And without systems, basically a factory would not work. Well, if your homeschool is running into issues, have you considered that you don't have systems set up? Is life just happening to you and you're reacting? Is homeschool just happening and it's all reactions? You react, the kids react. No one has a flow or a system in place and a routine. So check out the episode all about systems, but I'm going to tell you, if you can get key systems in place for a lot of the things that happen naturally throughout your home and your homeschool, you're going to be well on your way to being more productive and not feeling like everything is out of control. The second thing my husband learned when working at Toyota was something in Japanese. It was called Kaizen, which translates to just in time. The way this looked in the factory was they didn't have a surplus of stuff sitting around. They had these little robots and stuff that would deliver things just as they were needed. And also the cars they were producing was not a glut in the market. They weren't producing excess cars, they were making them just in time. Every car that rolled off the line pretty much every 55 seconds or so was already purchased. So they were not overproducing. They were getting it done just in time. Now, how does this translate to homeschool? I guess I could think of several ways this might translate. So number one, are you spending hours on Pinterest, like getting all these worksheets and downloads and ideas that you might never use, but you're doing all this work and effort instead of just in time? Like this month, which unit studies your kid's going to do, get those and stop. Don't overkill with all the materials and resources. I used to do this a lot back when I started homeschooling and spent too much time, too much energy, printed off too much stuff. Instead, take a just-in-time approach. You can get it. It's on the internet. It's not going away unless there's an awesome sale or something, of course. But otherwise, you can just deal with it just in time. Now, this doesn't mean don't plan ahead, but this means with your systems and with your organization, just have a just-in-time approach. This might also apply and take pressure off you when you realize that you don't have to know everything when you start homeschooling. If you're starting with a kindergartner, you might think, oh my goodness, I have to learn about homeschooling high school. Well, not really. Take a just-in-time approach. As you approach each new level or each new topic that you feel you need to learn about, go ahead and learn about it. But don't kill yourself with thinking that you have to get it all in your head before you can even start homeschooling. This might also mean that you shouldn't be spending excess money on resources that you don't need yet. Some of us can kind of become a curriculum hoarder and we buy all these things we see, even though we don't need them. And we think, well, someday I'm going to use it, but what if you change your mind or what if circumstances change? So I think if you apply Kaizen to your homeschool, a just-in-time approach, it's going to save you lots of time, energy, and frustration. And the third key thing that my husband learned with his time at Toyota was the concept of incremental improvement. So on the line, they would ask the team members that were actually doing these tasks if there were ways that the system or the task could be improved. And little by little, they might change the way it was done. So if someone was crouching into a car to tighten a bolt somewhere, that person or that team would suggest, hey, if we actually, you know, had this part removed, it wouldn't be in the way. And if we had a tray with the tools I need set up this way, it would save me a certain step. And they would incrementally improve and make improvements on the system. And this is the way that auto plant has just gotten so tight with their systems and so amazingly productive. This is a great thing you can use in your homeschool. So ask your kids, hey, what things in our homeschool don't actually go smoothly? What are the parts of your day that feel a little crazy? Or ask yourself that, or ask your husband, hey, what are the things in our house that you feel like are not organized well, or that don't flow well? What can we work on? And come up as a family with little incremental improvements. Maybe it's simple things like, maybe you're like, hey, we bring the mail in and we've got all this junk mail, but in order to sort it, I walk halfway across the house to the home office where the recycle bin is for paper. And I just don't want to do that. So I end up sitting in on the kitchen counter and then we have this pile of mail. And so you say, what are the little simple solutions we could put in place to make this easier? Well, maybe I need to sort the mail in the garage where there's the recycle bin and I just immediately throw the junk mail away. And then maybe I need to have a file folder in the kitchen in my command center where I stick the mail and I'll deal with it, every evening or every Saturday or whenever you do it. These are just a few examples of a little incremental improvement. And I think this even goes along with yourself as a home educator. Just do little incremental improvements as you go. Like I said, you don't need to know everything about homeschooling when you start, but do take advantage of professional development, podcasts, books, workshops, courses. Little by little, grow your toolbox, incremental improvement, little by little at a time, and you'll be amazed when you look back at the growth you can see in your own life. So these are just a few of the key takeaways that I think you could apply to your homeschool even this week. Have you been joining us for the 25-day productivity challenge? You can find all the resources related to that if you go to 411more.com/challenge. Now, don't forget, if you're looking for awesome elective courses for your teenagers, you can save 20% off my electives if you use the coupon code MOXIE, and you will find my courses at 411more.teachable.com. And then finally, don't forget that everything mentioned in this podcast will be in the show notes, which you can find at 411more.com/45. And in the meantime, happy homeschooling.